Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Welcome, everybody. This is Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you don't know what today is, and the next coming days will be Fun Drive. I didn't wait long enough for that drum roll, but it's okay. It is Fun Drive if you're not previously aware, which... we're basically just fundraising money for the station here, because I don't know if many of you know, but most of our funding does come from student fees at SFU, and that has not increased since 2019. Mm-hmm. The rest comes from NGOs or community grants, and Fund Drive as well goes into funding the station. And we do this every year. It goes on until the end of the week. And yeah, so we will be doing a Fun Drive episode today.
Yeah. So we're going to do probably just a little background on our story at the radio station. Some story of CJSF itself as well. But yeah, we just wanted to do a just general overall our experience here and why we love it so much, and that we need all the help that we can get as well, to keep our station running and have shows like ours be here and be able to speak to you out there. So, and yeah, thank you so much for listening. So we will get into that a little later.
Mm-hmm. And if you do want to donate, just top of the hour here, you can call or text donate to 778-782-2573, or you can also donate on cjsf.ca/donate.
Yeah, and that was 778-782-2573, just to repeat that. So, yeah, we will be back later to talk more about CJSF and our experience, but we're going to do a little song, because this song I've been a little excited to play. It's some breakcore, and it's called Pregnancy Download by Bi2. Warning, it's a little eccentric. Just a little warning, it's a little more eccentric than we usually play, but I still think it's pretty enjoyable, so take a listen.
Best friends support one another, and you can be radio's best friend by becoming a CJSF supporter and making a donation now at cjsffunddrive.ca or by texting donate to 778-782-2573. Be radio's best friend today.
Welcome back. Hopefully you enjoyed that song. That was Pregnancy Download by Bi2, just released, and pretty crazy song, but
yeah, definitely got me moving at least.
Yeah, we're moving out here, but maybe a good car song if you want to speed down that highway. We're not
too fast. We're not encouraging breaking any laws here.
No laws broken. But anyways, we are back to do a little chatting about the radio. So I think DJ Star is gonna set us off.
Yeah. I did just want to preface, if this is your first time listening to Slumber Party or you've listened to Slumber Party before, we have been doing our show for, we started in January.
Yeah.
So
we've been doing open mics.
Like 10 months.
Mm-hmm. 10 months. Has it been really?
It feels like less time. But anyways, so yeah, we've been doing our show for around 10 months and the radio has been just a great place for us to be, and we just wanted to tell you guys a bit about how that happened and what it means to us in the spirit of Fun Drive.
Yeah, so both of us actually, I don't think either of us initially wanted to go or were thinking about going into radio, because we went on the first day of Clubs Day here at Simon Fraser University. They have a big day where all the clubs come together and all the societies are all tabled into the same place. And then you walk around, check out what you want to do. And then we both really wanted to join something, especially together, and see like what was out there and maybe try out a new hobby and learn something new. And so we thought about fencing club, mm-hmm. foodie club. There was a lot of clubs.
Toastmasters,
that was a whole thing. Mm-hmm. But then we stopped by at the radio station, CJSF, and they had an amazing table. I remember walking by and being like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, the graphic design was killing it.
It was amazing.
Connor was there, our music director, giving us all the information we needed.
Yeah, and he was so nice. Connor, our music coordinator was really nice. And so we ended up both going for an orientation of the station. And this place is awesome. Like, I honestly love this place. I come here to study all the time, and I love the people here. And it just feels like a community to me. It feels like a second home because we have a bunch of couches and there's music and there's records and CDs everywhere. And the lighting is all rainbowy. We got the stations, or we got the studios where we broadcast here. And it's really homey to me. And so, yeah, I think that was my side of just being at the station. But we both ended up making and promoting and wanting to do Slumber Party together, and we thought of the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, in first year, I would pass by the old location of the radio station. I was always somewhat interested, but not really sure how to get involved. And then, yeah, like DJ Coco said, they were tabling, and then I was like, oh, I can actually do this with somebody else, do the orientation. Mm-hmm. And then during the orientation to do on air, they just teach you so many things that I'm going to confess, I didn't even know how to use a record player before the station, and even editing audio or working the board at the station. Like, I've learned so much here about music too. Like, I've been schooled on all the different kinds of musical genres there are out there, which I also had no idea about the local music here. Like, I learned how to do some graphic design too.
You had a period where you also worked here.
Yeah, I also was a programming assistant here, which was an amazing opportunity just from volunteering at the station. Basically, I applied through that with that experience. And yeah, so anyways, back to our show. We went on like a few radio planning events together, and then
there was like we had a station retreat at White Rock. Mm-hmm. And I honestly had a lot of fun. We got to meet everyone and we had a genuine slumber party where everyone stayed over. And so I remember we dormed with another girl from the station, and we just ended up talking really late during the whole night, and then thinking after, we're like, Maybe the idea of slumber party, like where we can just have more of a relaxed vibe where it's a bunch of, not a bunch of girls, but usually the connotation of girls getting together and just talking freely and talking what they want to do. So like maybe it's a good idea.
And a big part of the show, at least when we were thinking about formulating it, was that honestly in a lot of media, first of all, women are pretty underrepresented. And even just young women's voices, you don't really hear them in mainstream media or in a lot of other places. Or if you do, they're, you know, maybe ostracized in some way or not taken seriously.
Yeah, even with podcasts and things, it's for the woman podcast, it's usually just topics like relationships and love advice that are usually just associated with women being on air.
And for our show, we thought it'd be nice for us to have, you know, just a space to share what we're thinking and feeling and not necessarily following the typical topics that you might associate with slumber parties, like some shallow just talking about boys or something. So we wanted to do topics that we've done in the past just to do with like health research and psychology and what else have we done?
Yeah, we've done like episodes on Indigenous history with salmon because we got really interested one week, and then another about the trank and the trank crisis with or the drug toxicity crisis in BC, and even things like Ozempic weight loss drugs to, we've done sustainability and thrifting, which are all topics that we're pretty passionate about and we want to spread and also learn more ourselves, that the radio has given such an opportunity for us to be able to spread this information and just learn ourselves. So
it's honestly so nice just to have a space where you can share your opinion without, it might not just be for a woman, but it feels like, you know, you're going to get questioned and not so sure about what you have to say. But having this show, we're doing our research, we're saying what we think, and we even had an episode talking about the kind of language that we use sometimes that can discredit ourselves, and Robin, our programming coordinator, taught us about that.
I remember we had a big talk with her, and I learned a lot from that conversation.
Me too.
Yeah, might have been one of the most important conversations of my beginning 20s already, of just as a woman having confidence in yourself and not discrediting yourself. And so,
yeah, and I still definitely catch myself saying, oh, but I don't know at the end of sentences. But having this awareness and being able to reflect on it, on the way that I speak, on the way that I present myself and express myself, is really, really useful, I think. The radio has just given us so much, and we're so happy that we can share it with you listening out there as well.
Yeah.
And
encouraging we'd like more young listeners. Like, we're young ourselves, and we'd like to hear and have more young listeners just come listen to us and be able to,
like, all listeners.
Everyone. We'd love everyone to come listen. And yeah, we're not complete experts over here, but we're university students and we're learning every day, and this is pretty critical time to just be able to self-express ourselves. So
yeah, and find out what we think about certain topics. The more you talk about them with another person, the more you realize your own stance on it, and you listening out there too can determine your own stance on it as well. That is
a little bit about slumber party,
a bit about with the station.
Yeah, but yeah, we are
provides.
And then back to Fun Drive. So yeah, we are a show that is part of the station of many, many other shows, like incredible shows. There's typically Tuesdays, which is an awesome show to also go check out. We also have Raccoon City. Pirates of the Caribbean is awesome.
So cool.
We love them.
The Italian show I was listening to the other day on Sunday, it was really good.
Yeah, and we're all volunteers here, and this is all nonprofit. Like, we aren't workers here. We do this for enjoyment, and we do it for the station and for the community and you out there. And so, yeah, it's just something that the station, we'd love just have it continue growing, and we'd like to continue have funding to be able to do things like this and mm-hmm. have the experience of being on air is just amazing. And so, yeah, we have things like community events and being able to table and actually paying our staff as well is really critical. And we also have just a growing music library that hopefully it grows more, and things like also tech upgrades. Like we've had a couple things in here mm-hmm. that don't work too well and that we'd love to get a little money to help fix them. But
yeah, and overall, CJSF is just a really special place for us, for you, for the community. And it's rare. Like mainstream media does dominate a lot of what we're listening to out there. You won't normally hear just two university young women talking about how they feel about certain topics or their research. And like all the other shows DJ Kilko mentioned as well, bring something very unique to the table that you're just not really going to find anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So it's just a great place and open to anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was our little promo.
That's our promo story. Just because, like, honestly, we do love the station so much. Oh, and we hope so that you much. Do as well.
It does feel like it's part of my not personality, but more my identity now to mm-hmm. say, like, oh, I love being part of the radio station. Like, I have a pin on my backpack that promotes the station wherever I go. And yeah. I talked about it. I show all my friends the station. I love talking about being here and the people here. Like, we have, like, a couple solid, like some of the work studies here we've had solid friendships with, and we love just staying here and talking with mm-hmm. everyone because it genuinely feels like a home to me, for definitely a second yeah. home. Like I stay here so late sometimes just like studying or talking. So,
and it's a home for so many other people in the community as well, just coming together here. There's sometimes tea time on certain days, and you just get together, you talk about issues, talk about whatever you want. And it's just a place of no judgment, really. And you can just be yourself. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, everyone is so kind here, like genuinely so kind. And I feel like I can always ask for help, especially with, yeah, learning all the boards and learning everything about just using editing audio and things that I've never would have learned. But I felt very comfortable being able to ask mm-hmm. everyone for help. So
yeah, the moral of the story is if you are supporting this, you can show your support through donating to CJSF through the number text. You can text or call donate all caps to 778-782-2573, or you can go to cjsf.ca/donate and you can donate. Minimum donation of $35 to support the station.
Yeah, we asked for $35 just because of some taxing reasons. So that's a little high for you. It's also okay. Just if you'd like to give a helping hand, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, if it is like $35 is $5 a day for 1 week. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it that way, every amount of money that we get from your donations does count. So we really appreciate it if you do donate. And I think we should just play a song and then
do another
song.
We'll
be back.
I think this one will be a little tamer than the last one. We're going to do two back-to-back from this album. So this one, these are both from Sean Beaver's new album. And this one is The Temperance. So take a listen.
Your best friend is always there for you, always willing to listen when you need to talk. CJSF is here with diverse, exciting, and valuable programming all year long. As a regular listener and one of radio's best friends, your financial support helps provide unique, entertaining, and important programming. Be radio's best friend and make a donation now at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573.
Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. The last one you just heard, I already introduced it, but I'm going to do it one more time in case you didn't hear the first time, which was Shawn Beaver's The Temperance. And didn't end up playing the second one yet, but we will do that in a moment.
Mm-hmm. So, for those of you who are just tuning in, or if you've been listening, I'm just going to say it again. It is Fund Drive, so that is the fundraiser. Ooh. Our pretty much only fundraising event every year that CJSF has for just raising money for the station, and it does contribute to a portion of our budget for things like running the station, paying our staff, growing the music library, updating tech. Exactly. So if you want to support the station, and you should because it is a very valuable facet of the community, you can call or text donate to 778-782-2573 or donate online, cjsf.ca/donate. And yeah.
Yeah. So
we're going to love you forever if you do.
We will love you forever. We'll send our love. Okay. And we just wanted to do also a little story of CJSF.
A history.
A little history story, because I actually didn't know too much about this as well. But CJSF 90.1, we started actually